The Sunday Paper Review on Off the Ball.
All right, you're welcome along to the Sunday Paper Review. That was me saying to producer Matthew, I can't hear anything. There we go. We're live and we are good to go. 26th of April, 2026. Delighted to have you with us today. Delighted to say alongside me in studio for the next hour and a bit are the former Ireland international turned coach, formerly of Munster and now coaching Old Belvedere, Fiona.
That's it.
Fiona Hayes, how are you?
Good, good. And the high school in Ratgar, would you believe?
Oh, right.
The senior cup women girls team. We won there a few weeks ago. So
brilliant.
I'll take that
multi-talented,
one.
Multi-talented,
well, I don't know about that. They were great. They're a great bunch of kids.
Shane Keegan, former League of Ireland manager, now turned to the dark side as head of coaching and games in Laois GAA. Shane, how are you?
All good, Adrian. Thank you very much.
But I know you have a long association with the GAA as well. So
Yeah.
Straddling both sides.
Jumping the fence when it suits, yeah.
We'll give people a flavour of what's happening across the sports pages to begin with, and then we'll get into what's happening inside. We're going to start with the Mail on Sunday for you, and it's France rally to break Irish hearts once again. France 26, Ireland 7. Match report inside, and then underneath, cats the spirit, Kilkenny back on track with a crucial victory as Rusty Kerry, it says here, see off Clare. It's off to Shane McGrath inside. We go to the Times and it's Easy does it. Brilliant strike puts Arsenal back on top in enthralling Premier League title race. And more on that inside. Arsenal 1, Newcastle 0. From a coach's point of view, that was a thing of beauty, was it?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
I mean the goal. They work a little corner.
Yeah, very, very clever.
A lovely angle.
Coach's dream. Yeah. Coach's dream. Yeah, well worked routine. And to be fair, they're the kings of it, aren't they? They have, listen, when everybody is expecting you to lump it into the box because you're so good at lumping it into the box, it gives you a little bit of wiggle room then to try something a little bit more creative.
The coaches aren't bad, is what you're saying. They might
as a Spurs fan, breaks my heart to give any sort of credit to Arsenal, but however.
You can't say much now this year.
Oh, that is for sure.
That is the top of the fold in the Times. And then underneath, it's a very, very long read by David Walsh, who's gone to New Zealand over the last number of weeks to take up the thread of a story that we've covered before in the paper review. But it's a really interesting one, and it has wide consequences beyond New Zealand rugby for the world of rugby, and I think indeed for the world of collision sport beyond that. But it's David Walsh, the rugby tragedy that took me to New Zealand, and it's about the passing of three former teammates. Get into the details of it again. The Sunday Independent, cats are purring again, emphatic Kilkenny see off Wexford, and Salah may not enjoy a Liverpool send-off. Hamstring injury could rule the Egyptian out for the rest of the season. I sort of thought he dived looking for a free, and then suddenly he's down holding the hammy.
And the way he left the pitch as well, I think it just he felt like this is it. Yeah. That's, as a Liverpool fan, I saw a little tear in his eye, I think.
The suit will be on him and he'll come out and he'll do a half-time tour. It'll be grand. Be all good. The Sun on Sunday, FA Cup semi-final in nick of time. Sizzling gone strike seals late comeback as Pep eyes six finals. City 2, Southampton 1. Speaking of cracking goals, that Finnazaz goal yesterday, outside of the boot.
Pirouette.
Curler. Oh,
absolutely superb.
I didn't, because the commentator didn't name who it was. And they don't have names on the back of their jerseys. Mm. So I didn't see for a second
who it was. You knew by his gait, all right. So
it's like, who's that? Nice. Wow. He's one of us. Brilliant. That is the Sun for you. And then last couple, Sunday People, ever present. Etze restores 3-point lead at the top of the table. A stunning strike as Gunners hold nerve and it's all gone according to plan. City treble still on after unstoppable Gonzalez shot bags final spot for City. Same in the Mirror. City in the nick of time. United fire sale, meanwhile, is the bit on the bottom here. Staggering 13 to be offloaded, including Rashi, Sancho, Xerxes, Hoyland, Onana and Ugarte. Right, Stephen Ralston inside. A clear out at Manchester United. I'm sure it's exactly what they need, I suppose. Let's reflect on some of the rugby maybe to begin with. Fiona, we're going to start with yourself. I know you were on duty, obviously, in studio yesterday. France 26, Ireland 7. So, 12 Six Nations games, 12 losses. Obviously, the World Cup defeats swilling around in the mix there as well. The dust has settled overnight. Where are you at on it?
I'm frustrated. I'm looking online and I do agree it was a brilliant first half performance, but it's at the stage now where it needs to kick on. You know what I mean? That performance, the need to start scoring tries against the big two, even the top four in the world. If you go to the WXV or the Autumn Series, whatever they're going to be playing. And last, watching the game halftime, doing the analysis, we did a missed opportunities piece. Even at halftime, I felt this could cost them. There was two held up over, or sorry, one double movement try disallowed, one held up over the line, two missed kicks for touch that went dead. That's like, one of them was 30 seconds later, you're inside your own 22 defending. Do you know that's the fine margins against the top teams? The girls put everything on the line physically, defensively. You're looking at the scoreline and it's 26, but it was one of the best defensive performances I've seen by them, bar the last maybe 15 minutes. So it's how are they going to overcome that and get that full 80-minute performance in that pressure cooker of playing the top two or three.
And the problem they have now is that it doesn't come around really for 12 months, because what happens is everybody expects that we get beaten by England, we beat the others, and then the France one is kind of the one. So Scott Beaman is interviewed after the game, and he says that all he wants is that they continue to get better. So we talk obviously in the mix there about the 12-point loss in Belfast last year. And in fact, like, looking more closely at that one with 10 minutes to go, France are just 2 points ahead. Like, that game is absolutely in the melting pot. And I know that this one was two for long periods, but really not at the end. So this bit about he just wants them to continue to get better. Was that better yesterday than it was 12 months ago?
I think so. I think the game has come on loads. What I feel about France is they've got this new Canadian head coach in. Their DNA, it's after rejuvenate him. He got rid of a lot of the older players. He's looking for a more mobile, physical as well front row. They'd kind of lost, as I said, their DNA. They're throwing the ball around. They were just very prescriptive. Even though Ireland were close in that game and in the World Cup, I didn't see that France of old that I'd seen in the past. So he's added a bit of life. Okay. So I knew these, even with the loss of Vernier in the midfield, I knew this French team, Barré in the backfield, they just had the ability to score from anywhere. And that's what top teams do. I mean, at halftime, I think Ireland had 78% territory or something. The stats were crazy. But they can get punished so easily when they're playing teams like this, just one counter-attack and they find space. I feel like with the French performance at home in France, that's the key thing. France in France, it's crazy to go over there. It's absolutely mental. I remember years ago, they'd be spitting at you the way out the tunnel and everything.
When you're coming out the tunnel.
When you'd be running out to pitch. Now, obviously, that's probably come on differently now, but certainly I remember years playing and going, this is absolutely crazy.
Wow. And would you, like, sorry.
You just be running out, shooting at me. You go, oh my God. But
a cauldron, I think it was described.
Cauldron, but they're brilliant. I wish we had the same environment here. They just know how to bring it and how to lift their team. But certainly, to get back to the point, Adrian, I do feel like it was a much better performance.
Are you saying part of that is because France are better?
France are better, but France away are so hard to beat. It's not been done yet. Even in our era when, you know, we won that 2013, those couple of years, it was France and England at home. Okay. 2015, when we won the Six Nations, it was at home. We lost France by a point or two. We should have won them on. But when they're away, they're just a different. It's like the men's team years ago. Remember France years ago where they beat everyone at home, and then next week you're like, is that the same team we just saw? The women are just at home. It's that environment, and they just know how to play in front of the fans. And there was a lot of chat in the media as well. I'm sure they saw that.
Go on, talk to us about that, because I did want to come to it at some point, but now that you bring it up, that bit of like, oh, well, if I was them, I want to be worried about it. It struck me in one of the papers this morning, they are talking, and we'll talk about a little bit later on, the Limerick Cork stuff, and the Limerick lads been wound up by seeing the video of the Cork fellas, in a pub after a few pints singing and knick-knack paddywhack, blah, 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 why don't Limerick F off home?
Yeah.
Right, now, I think there is a different context here. That was somebody on a phone in a pub after a scatter of pints, and nobody expected to be caught on it, whereas obviously those comments were given to the media. Were they, what's your view on
It's funny. It's funny because they came out, and it is a bit like that bite. We all know it's based off that bite in the World Cup. There was uproar, wasn't spotted. It was just real frustration around that, and obviously it was a close game, and any sort of punishment there probably would have resulted maybe in your own head, you think, in Ireland getting, you know, one up on France. It didn't happen, and sometimes as a team you can hold on to that and use it as fuel. Mm. But what strikes me, Adrian, is the fact that the players are coming out saying it, and then the coach is like, hold on a minute, it's not a revenge thing, it's every game as it is, we're just looking at building on what we've built on last week. So it's in-house, they were trying to contain it, but for all the players to come out and say it, it's definitely something that was discussed. I don't know if anyone watched the match, we kind of touched on it after, the French all held hands and ran across the pitch and brushed off the Ireland huddle.
It was so close.
But that's...
Was that deliberate, yeah?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
It wasn't quite Chelsea getting around the referee, but it wasn't a million miles off.
And it was in... Ireland were in their own half. So, of course it was. They can move up and do it in their own half. So they knew. And look, I think that it's based off Ireland coming out and saying that. Unfortunately, they backed it up in performance, but they didn't back it up in... actually getting the win.
Probably the mistake they've made there is, from a coaching perspective, you want to stoke the flames as much as you can internally, but you want to keep that internal. You don't want them going out publicly, as the coach. And build the heat, build the I don't know, hate is probably too strong of a word, inside, but let's just keep that inside.
They don't like
each other. Let's not tell them
all. No, they don't like each other. And the girl that the bite had got the ban, this was her first game back as well. So there was from the ban. So there was that added. And to be fair to Aoife Wafer, she played out of her skin. Mm. She was everywhere. She could only do it for 65, 70 minutes. Like, it would have been unnatural for her to make the... Like, she still was good, but just that 65 minutes of rugby, she put everything in. But I know it even myself with just even coaching AIL teams and different things. Yeah, you always have a point against, and you can use that, but you can't verbalise. This is something special between our group, and we know why we need to do that job. And I think when you verbalise it, and the French are like, woo, you know.
There's just there is no good that comes from that. If you need that to motivate yourself,
yeah.
I think number one, you need to look at yourself. If you win the game, nobody cares. If you lose it, everybody's saying, well, you shouldn't have said it. There's just no advantage out of it.
No, and everyone knows it was a bit of a grudge match. That's just the way it is. But I have to say, I think some of the lines that I heard, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd go that far. Keep that in yourself. If they got the win, then you're like, fair play. But it can, as you said, it can come back to bite you if you don't get that win. And especially with the French, you're like, who are you? You know, you said you're going to do this and you done none of that. But
again, keep those, fire up those motivations as much as you can within your own training environment, within your own dressing room. But just keep it in-house. Like, there's no need to let the opposition know the kind of conversations that you're having.
Particularly when they're spitting at you going out the...
don't come at me now.
You mentioned a bit earlier on just about the, like, obviously a couple of the kicks for touch, particularly, you know, the penalty laid on and then the kick for touch with 9 minutes to go, which with two scores in it, if I'm right at the time, that was the ball game really, and everybody kind of knew it.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what happens from here, the game is done now. This was an opportunity to get them down and get one in it. And then obviously, the few tries in the first half that didn't get over the line. Like, if you're sitting down as part of that coaching ticket now during the week, reviewing that sort of stuff, like, there's a skills aspect to it, there's a composure aspect to it.
It's got to be composure.
Right.
It's got to be composure. The week before, I suppose, Dana probably had one of her best games in a green jersey. I thought she was absolutely brilliant. She still had a great game against France. It's just those key moments. And as a 10, that's what you're looked at. You know, even we've seen it in the men's game, the battle between Sam and Jack. Any bit of weakness and you're in, that's the area everyone's going after. And I think those big moments... now that you're competing at that top table, they have to be discussed. Do you know what I mean? You have to really look at that now. As far as I know, I don't think there's any much competition there, as in Scott's eyes.
Yeah.
I think this is our 10 and this is what...
Well, off last week, I think everybody would have said that sound.
And that kick for the conversion from the touchline and, as I said, her general play. It's funny because she has a very relaxed nature as a 10, always has. And, you know, everyone has different styles, different ways of playing. We know some 10s like to shout, whatever works. But I suppose when you're looking at that and then there's a couple of kicks missed, are you questioning, is that kind of blasé? Probably isn't, but they're with those moments, there were very, very key moments. Mm. It's a psychological thing for me. Especially if you do it the second time, you shouldn't kick a ball dead. But if I kicked a ball dead, or if I lost a scrum because of a bind, all I'm thinking is I can't lose that. Don't do that. That's what's in my head. It obviously wasn't, because still went for that length instead of maybe being 7 meters out instead of 5. So yeah,
and nobody's going to.
No.
Nobody's going to haul you over the coals if you're 7 meters.
And I hate
than
even
five,
saying but, it because yeah. she's actually had a great couple of games, yeah. but it's just when you get to that level and you want to break in,
you have to be getting it.
We've got to start looking at what can we do.